Comparison of the air quality before and after Wisconsin's July 5th indoor smoking ban was conducted by the State Health Department and the UW-Carbone Comprehensive Cancer Center. The number of patrons and cigarettes burning inside about 200 venues was noted and air quality measured. The Cancer Center's David Aaron says most of the businesses tested prior to the ban were polluted enough for the air to be considered unhealthy, very unhealthy, even hazardous, using Environmental Protection Agency standards.
Hazardous air generally is found downwind from a forest fire, the smoke downwind from a forest fire. It's that thick.
The study found that the air cleared significantly after the ban, but Aaron says there were a few exceptions.
There were one or two sites where I think people were still actively smoking in the establishment. In the others, it may be because a door was open, people were smoking immediately outside, and the air infiltrated in.
Aaron says general compliance was good, 97% in the venues tested. The improvement in air quality following the statewide smoking ban is similar to pollution reductions in Scotland and Lexington, Kentucky. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.